Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Porto Public Library has you covered for Christmas. From workshops to creating decorations and wreaths, the employees there can help you select Christmas books and movies to help you get in the spirit. Lisa O'Leary, the Program and Engagement Coordinator, speaks to all the free services at the library.
The Christmas season is upon us. It doesn't feel like it, but the calendar says so.
Yes, so, exactly. And all the holiday happenings.
Yes, holiday happenings. Lots of holiday-themed events going on at the library. It seems like you got Santa Claus coming up Thursday, December 11th. But you got some crafts. Tell me more about some of the great things happening.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things happening. So on December 4th at the Mary J. Benson Branch, we are doing some holiday card making, and that is part of the Mental Health Matters series that's in partnership with Northumberland Hills Hospital Community Mental Health Services. And so crafting can be mindful, once you get into it, and it's about tapping into that creative side, and that can help with like activating your brain or using a different part of your brain that you're not used to using. So creativity is really important. And Lee Higginson will be here and she'll guide us through the card making. So she brings everything. And yeah, so you do have to register for this program, though. So please register by emailing registrations@phpl.ca and I'll get you on the list.
Oh, that sounds really exciting, actually. Yeah. I mean, you do some crafts, put them on your Christmas tree.
Exactly.
And maybe if you do it with your child, if you have children or grandchildren, and what a great experience that would be.
Yeah, so we do also have a drop-in family craft night, and this one is going to be at the main branch as well. So we are doing, what I have is like sticker sheets where you can make your own gingerbread house. And so they're really cool. So we're putting those out for the kids to use. And we'll have some coloring sheets put out as well.
Now, another exciting event coming up Saturday the 4th is wreath making.
Yes.
That is sweet.
That's on the 6th, actually.
Oh, the 6th.
So
we're
doing a modern holiday wreath making workshop. And this is a special workshop that we're offering because it does have a $50 value, but we're able to offer it for free because of money that was made through our book tree last year, so in 2024. So we have Quinns from Cobourg here coming to the library to do a workshop where you get to make a wreath. It's on like a metal hoop and they're really, really pretty. But you do have to email me because we are doing this as a lottery. There's very limited space. There's 10 spots. So basically you can win one of 10 spots. I have about, I think, 39 people registered so far. So out of the total number of people that register, we will pick 10 lucky winners.
Well, we better keep it quiet then. Don't let the secret out that this is going on.
Yeah.
No, that seems really exciting. And I guess as I got older, I got more into crafts.
Nice.
And more into wreath making. When I made wreaths, I was the creativity alone of what you can do. And my wife was like, man, that's ugly. And I was like,
what?
But I'm having you know what? It's just whatever comes in and you're having fun. I put owls and squirrels in my wreath and it'd just
I
be this big
that.
Monstrosity of ugliness. But I was proud of the wreath, and
yes.
I hung it up, and my wife didn't like it. But you know what? It's just about having fun and being creative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as adults, we need to allow ourselves to do that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Give ourselves the space to do that. So I love, like, tacky wreath. I love stuff like that. So.
Now, are you a fan of, like, the ugly sweaters, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love stuff like that. Weird stuff.
So you're the... You and I seem to be on the same way. Like, I'm a silly guy when it comes to having fun.
Yeah.
I like to tap into my kid side.
Yes.
And really get down to the level of my children to be like, you know what? If you're having fun with this, I'm going to come down and have fun with you as well.
Yeah. I think adults can be too serious sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to, have some fun.
Got to read the room, understand the situation.
And make a crazy wreath.
Now, tell me more about Santa.
So, Thursday, December 11th, Santa will be coming to the library, and this is an evening opportunity. So I know a lot, Santa makes a lot of appearances around town in Northumberland, but this is an evening opportunity, which is kind of nice. So it's a little bit more subdued. We are out in the main children's library and we read stories, a couple of stories, and then we sing some songs as well. And then Santa comes down and the kids can tell him what they want for Christmas and get a picture.
Yeah.
So yeah, a good opportunity.
Sweet. So now that we're sticking with the Christmas theme, let's talk about some books, Christmas-themed books that people can take home to their children and get them in the mood. What's one of your favorite Christmas books?
Oh, I do like Bear Stays Up for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a rhyming book, and I love that book because his friends end up making him like a present, and it's really nice. It's cute. That's one of my favorite ones. But also, a lot of our books have stickers on the spines of the book with a little Christmas tree. So it can be easily found what books are holiday books. And then also another big one is the like romance, around the holidays, right? Like we see the Hallmark movies have started already. A big genre right now is romance. So those romance books around the holidays. Yeah.
Small town guy, big city gal comes back to save the Christmas pageant.
Something like that.
Yeah,
they all like that?
And then they have a confusing, they kind of fall in love and then they have a snowball fight and then they get confused over an argument.
Yeah.
And they come back at the end. You know, it's the same formula, no matter what season. I mean, if it's the spring season, the summer, it's the same formula. Just
I know.
Rinse
I
and repeat.
I've actually never seen a Hallmark movie,
I know.
But I know it's a very popular. I have a couple coworkers that just love them, watch them every year.
Oh yeah, my wife's the same way. She watches them all year long. It was interesting because one year my father-in-law was over and he's like, what's going to happen in this movie? I'm like, listen, there's this
Let me lay it out for you. Yeah.
And he didn't believe me. And I said, well, then maybe there's an axe murder at the end. And it went .. And I'm like, we've watched them all.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I get it though. Like it's a nostalgic feeling, a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but are you a diehard fan? Like people say to me, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. And
big debate.
It is. It happens on Christmas Eve at a Christmas party.
So this is a Christmas movie.
You can't get any, unless it actually happened on Christmas Day, you can't get any more Christmas than Die Hard 1.
This is true.
All right.
Yes. We do have that movie at the library if you haven't seen it. And we have some Hallmark movies as well. So that was a great segue into that. But I just saw Die Hard for the first time like a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a little intense for Christmas.
But a bit.
I'm like, gosh, golly, really? This isn't spreading joy. It's reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.